A CEO once walked into a boardroom armed with Sun Tzu's The Art of War and won a hostile takeover without firing a single shot, or rather, without making a single offer. How? By convincing the target company's board that resistance was futile before negotiations even began. Written 2,500 years ago during China's Warring States period, this slim volume has shaped military academies, corporate boardrooms, and even NFL playbooks. Bill Walsh credited it for his Super Bowl victories. Jack Ma built Alibaba on its principles. But here's what makes it extraordinary. It's not about fighting at all. It's about winning before the first punch is thrown, the first dollar spent, the first army deployed. Sun Tzu understood something we're still learning, that true mastery lies in making conflict unnecessary. Before a single soldier marches, Sun Tzu demands you answer five questions. First, do your people believe in the cause? This isn't about propaganda. It's about genuine alignment between leadership and those who execute. Second, what do the conditions favor? Weather, seasons, timing, nature doesn't negotiate. Third, what does the terrain offer? Geography isn't neutral. It shapes possibilities. Fourth, does your leadership possess wisdom, credibility, benevolence, courage, and discipline? Notice wisdom comes first, not bravery. Finally, are your systems, logistics, communication, organization superior? These five pillars aren't abstract philosophies. They're comparative analytics. Knowing you're strong means nothing if your opponent is stronger. Sun Tzu insists on systematic evaluation. Which side has better leadership, more favorable conditions, superior discipline? Only after honest assessment can you predict outcomes. If the analysis doesn't favor you, don't fight. Find another way or wait for conditions to shift. This contradicts our cultural worship of courage, but Sun Tzu recognized that bravery without wisdom leads to graveyards, not victory. Perhaps most radical is his assertion that warfare operates through deception. When capable, display incapability. If enemies think you're weak when you're strong, they'll attack recklessly. If they think you're far when you're near, they'll drop their guard. Every move becomes calculated manipulation of enemy perception. Sun Tzu demands absolute secrecy. The general must be beyond seeing and hearing. Plans revealed too early allow opponents to prepare counters. Only through disciplined information control can you achieve strategic surprise. To subdue the enemy without fighting is the acme of skill. Sun Tzu establishes a hierarchy. Attack enemy plans first, disrupt alliances second, engage armies third, and assault fortified positions last. Notice what's missing? Battlefield heroics. Instead, dismantle opponents' strategies before deployment. Netflix didn't attack Blockbuster stores. They made them irrelevant through streaming. Apple didn't compete with Nokia on phone features. They redefined what a phone could be. These companies attacked their competitors' plans, not their products, winning before the fight began. For unavoidable combat, Sun Tzu provides force ratios. 10-1 means surround, 5-1 means attack, 2-1 means divide, equal means engage carefully, outnumbered means withdraw. The underlying message, never fight on equal terms if avoidable. Victory should be determined through preparation and positioning before engagement. The economic dimension reinforces this. No country has ever profited from protracted warfare. Even victorious campaigns can bankrupt states through resource depletion. Be extremely subtle, even to the point of formlessness. Be extremely mysterious, even to the point of soundlessness. This represents Sun Tzu's most sophisticated principle, making your intentions impossible to discern. Achieve this through active deception. Display weakness when strong, inactivity when preparing to strike, distance when near. But it transcends tactical tricks. It's about manipulating enemy psychology so thoroughly they cannot assess threats accurately. Display profits to entice them, create disorder, and take them. By understanding what opponents value, you manipulate their decision-making, luring them into traps through their own desires. The pinnacle is strategic power, Positional advantage combined with psychological momentum that makes victory inevitable, like a boulder perched on a mountain, stable until released, then unstoppable. Sun Tzu introduces the interplay between orthodox, expected, and unorthodox, unexpected tactics. In battle, there are only the orthodox and unorthodox, but their combinations are limitless. Launch an orthodox frontal demonstration, forcing predictable responses that create openings for unorthodox strikes where defenses weaken. Earth gives birth to measurement, Sun Tzu declares, establishing terrain as fundamental to strategy. He identifies 9 terrain types: dispersive, light, contentious, traversable, focal, heavy, entrapping, encircled, and fatal, each demanding specific responses. On dispersive terrain, your own territory, don't fight. Troops lack commitment. On fatal terrain, surrounded, fight desperately. Troops have no alternative. This transcends topography. It's about how environment shapes psychological and tactical possibilities. In mountains, follow valleys. Stay near high ground. Near rivers, cross far from them, and attack when enemies cross midstream. Sun Pin expanded this with male and female city classifications. Male cities incorporate higher terrain, letting defenders fire downward, a decisive advantage. Female cities lack these natural advantages. The psychological dimension matters equally. On fatal terrain, I make evident there is no survival. For soldiers resist when surrounded, fight to death when no alternative exists, and follow commands implicitly when desperate. Understanding how environment affects morale lets commanders position forces where psychological factors amplify effectiveness. Sun Tzu declares that foreknowledge, obtained from men who know the enemy situation, not divination, enables leaders to achieve extraordinary victories. His Employing Spies chapter, history's first systematic intelligence treatise, categorizes 5 agent types: local spies, enemy inhabitants; internal spies, enemy officials; double agents, turned enemy spies; expendable spies, disinformation spreaders; and living spies, returning with intelligence. The value warrants lavish investment. No relationship should be closer than with spies, no reward more generous, no matter more confidential. He advocates comprehensive pre-campaign calculations evaluating paired indicators: prosperity versus poverty, unity versus disunity, competent versus weak leadership. He provides guidance for reading enemy intentions. When dust rises in high columns, chariots approach. When dust spreads low and broad, infantry approaches. Modern organizations invest billions in competitive intelligence for identical reasons. Understanding competitor strategies and capabilities provides decisive advantages regardless of size. Sun Tzu's principles transcend warfare, shaping modern strategy across domains. Business strategists pursue competitive positioning over direct confrontation. Negotiators seek win-win solutions through his supreme excellence principle. Leaders develop self-awareness, heeding his warning: know yourself and know the enemy. In 100 battles, you will never be in peril. Michael Porter's competitive strategy work, emphasizing industry structure and positioning, echoes Sun Tzu's concept of she. Marketing campaigns creating perceptions beyond functional attributes reflect his insight that perception management often outweighs objective reality. Sun Tzu recognized conflict as the greatest affair of state, demanding careful consideration. His emphasis on exhausting alternatives before force, understanding economic consequences of protracted conflict, and achieving victory through strategy over strength offers timeless wisdom. These writings endure by illuminating universal strategic principles. In boardrooms and battlefields, negotiations and competitions, the same truths prevail. Victory begins with preparation, positioning determines outcomes more than strength, and supreme achievement means winning without fighting.